what emerged yesterday is that the support from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael for Fiona Murphy of the regional independent group is clear now. That's the shape of the next government. It's clear that Micheál Martin is determined to bring Fine Gael back into government again. That means that if they served a full term, it'll be almost a full generation with Fine Gael in government, almost 20 years. And that's with the support of independents. And I think that is deeply frustrating. I think there was an opportunity here for a change of direction, but Micheál Martin, as leader of Fianna Fáil, clearly doesn't want to do that.
And do you feel, we're hearing from some quarters in terms of the appointment of Deputy Fiona Murphy as a Ken Corla, as almost a bargaining chip. Do you see the position as being like that as well, or how do you see it?
Oh, clearly. I mean, clearly that's the case. I mean, there were two Fianna Fáil candidates who didn't withdraw their names. It's clear that Seán O'Farrill, who's the outgoing Ken Corla, was encouraged to run and then shafted by his own party to get this deal over the line. So it's very clear the shape of things now. I think you're going to see a formation of a government, and it's going to be Fine Gael, as I say, for almost 19 years if they serve a full term. And I think if you look at the big issues that we face in society, the housing, the health services, disability services, they have failed deeply in those areas, and I don't think they should be rewarded with another term in government.
And even just focusing on those failures, you know, I think there's quite a lot of work to do. And obviously, we're now entering quite an extended break in the Dáil. And I'm just wondering what's your thoughts on that?
Well, it's just unacceptable. I mean, the recess from Christmas into the New Year is already long enough. It's 4 weeks. The traditional return is mid-January. So the government have pushed that out another week. And you know, people are crying out for leadership here. We have huge challenges, as I say, particularly in those areas of housing, health, cost of living, disability services, mental health services. Huge challenges. People want their TDs to get back to work. And I opposed it strongly yesterday. We pushed it to a vote, but unfortunately the government and the independents who support them are determined clearly to, you know, keep us waiting. Iron out, obviously, really what it will be is who gets what ministries. It's not going to be any big change of policy. It's not going to be any big improvement in people's lives. It's just going to be about horse trading for positions, clearly, at this stage.